listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. The Westpac rescue helicopter saved an injured bushwalker in the west after weather forced the chopper, its crew and a group of walkers to take shelter at Tahoon Hut near Frenchman's Cap Mountain. The well-prepped hikers activated their EPIRB on Saturday after a member of the bushwalking party suffered a medical emergency. The chopper crew arrived and flew the injured walker to Hobart for medical treatment. Today is International Workers' Memorial Day, with Unions Tasmania to mark the event at their Liverpool Street offices. Secretary Jessica Munday says they'll use the event to remember those lost in workplace accidents and to again call for Tasmanian industrial manslaughter laws.
All of the other states and territories have either implemented them recently or are committed to doing so. It's a real gap for us here in Tasmania.
The government says it's assessing the laws. The Sydney bishop, stabbed in an alleged terror attack 2 weeks ago, has returned to the pulpit, receiving a standing ovation during a live-streamed Palm Sunday sermon at his Wakeley church. Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel delivered a message for his alleged attacker, saying he'll always pray for them while wishing them nothing but the best. The 16-year-old's been charged with committing a terrorist attack. And the Mercury is reporting Tazwater's won a case that will allow it to direct staff to shave off all of their facial hair. The directive comes so that staff have an adequate seal while wearing protective masks, protecting them from airborne contaminants like crystalline silica, asbestos and more. To sport now, and round 7 of the AFL's wrapped up with the Swans thumping the Hawks by 76 points at the MCG. Hawthorn coach Sam Mitchell says his side was taught a lesson, but he couldn't fault their effort.
They just put enormous amount of pressure on us, their tackle numbers, their pressure numbers. No matter what we produced, they were able to produce a bit more, and we just couldn't withstand their heat.
So Sydney sits second on the ladder, just below Geelong, heading into round 8, while Hawthorn struggling second from the bottom with just one win so far this season.